Yeah, welcome once again. Great to have you on board. Great for you to give your time to me. Tonight I've got a great show. It should be a 30-minute interview, turning into nearly an hour, because I just enjoyed talking to the guy. You've got to listen to it. And you're listening too? Oh yeah. Sing it again. Yeah, I speak to a really good friend of mine in Delhi who I met 18 months ago at a networking event. It was a bit of a bonkers meeting. We did get off on the right foot. Well, I misunderstood what he wanted. But yeah, great interview. What he's doing over there in India, giving people hope, new lives, ways of earning cash. Anyway, it's brilliant. Let's get on with the show.
Right, we're up and running. Right, so people, this is an international show, and today, or tonight, I'm talking to a friend of mine, and he's over in Delhi, in India. So, good evening, how are you doing?
Good evening, I'm doing great. Hello, people. Hello, everybody who's listening.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Ahish, and I'm right now in Delhi, and I'm an entrepreneur, like all you guys there. And I run a couple of businesses here.
Oh, and a phone call coming through. Anyway.
Okay.
Right, I'll cut that out. So.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. I got some phone call coming through on my phone.
It's too soon to hear ring it.
Yeah, great. So just say that again. So you got a couple of businesses, yeah?
Yeah, we run a couple of businesses. First of that is LearnSmart, as it's a social initiative where we help people become entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm a first generation entrepreneur, and I happened to settle one of my business, and I had I had quite amount of money, so I decided we were contemplating whether to I should go for my MBA or we should pump more money back to business. So that's how LearnSmart came into being. That entrepreneurship, if you're an entrepreneur, you just need to feel that. You just need to, trust yourself and get going.
Yeah, because, it's great. I mean, I've got a master's degree in global entrepreneurship, but it's helped me along my way, but it's not. You're right. If you're an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur. And I think that what the courses do is gives you a qualification that says, yes, you are this or you can do that. And also probably gives you some tips and tools and ways of working, but you can do it without that, with or without that, like you're doing, really.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. See, Kirk, what you got is that they structured, it's a very structured approach, and they actually, they hone your skills. But you had that knack in you. So if somebody is lacking that enthusiasm, is lacking that approach, then no degree can make that person an entrepreneur. You have that because you have the perseverance in you.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. It's brilliant that, because people are probably wondering why I'm interviewing someone in India, in Delhi. Not there's an issue with that, but how do I know someone in Delhi? So, because a lot of people obviously listening won't know, but we met, 12, 18 months ago now, was it? Something like that?
Correct. Very correct. It's about, it's about 14, 15 or 12 months.
Yeah. And because I run a networking group for networking, and my group's on a, I'll tell a story now and people will probably get it. So I get a lot of messages coming through LinkedIn and what have you from people from all over the world. And a lot of the time it's just scamming and all the rest of it. And I think you got the brunt of it because you sent me this message saying, hello, I'd like to know about your meeting. I'm like, why is this bloke even messaging me? Is he in Delhi? How can he come to Leamington Spa? So I'll give you a bit of a, whatever, this is what it is. Da, da, da. And then you turn up at my group, didn't you? You turned up on my group.
Correct. And I remember, the first response that you gave to me is that, okay, you're from Delhi, what are you selling?
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone that's before that have contacted me from Asia or Africa or wherever, it's been like straight in, initially I was taking things, and then people saying, oh, can you buy this? Do you want to buy that? Do you want to buy that? Look at this, look at that. And I'm like, and you just go come at the end of that. So fortunately, you saw through that and carried on, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. And I had an amazing time. See, what happened, people, is that I was in Lamington, Lamington Spa, and I was just looking for, because being an entrepreneur, I was looking for opportunities to see how business networking or how business ran in UK, so that I can learn a lot of things and I can apply back in India. So I was looking for these meetings, and luckily I came across Foreign. So and I was in Lamington Spa, so that's it. My good graces, I was there.
Yeah.
And this meeting just took me off. Honestly, Kirk, we don't have anything even close to that fun in India.
No.
So it's all boring. And the meeting went good, and I happened to, you know, enjoy a lot.
Yeah. And then you were on a bit of a tour, didn't you? Because I think, did you meet Brad Burton as well, didn't you? Did you meet Brad?
Correct. And yes. And we, you know... And the people were so loving, and they were so, you know, I heard a lot of stories about, you know, UK and other things, and I was, you know, I was happily surprised, and just I attended a few meetings, and then I was, you know, I happened a chance to meet Brad himself, and this guy is amazing. You know what I complimented him when I met in that, you know, you have a meeting where the area owners meet,
yeah,
you know, quarterly, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I went in that meeting, and the first compliment I gave to Brad was that you radiate energy. The way you talk, the way you don't need to, you know, persuade people. You don't need to convince people. The amount of energy that you radiate is anybody, you know, who's receptive of it,
yeah,
will get a knack of it, get a feel of it.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And you, like saying at the start, being people that are natural entrepreneurs, and you've got it. So some people have got the energy within them where people gravitate towards them. I mean, I've seen people like Brad, and Brad does one where he actually talks about a Hoover or a bucket or something. I can't remember which one it is now. Something completely boring, but he makes it sound like really interesting and entertaining, and it's bizarre. And he's talking about an inanimate object. I couldn't even say the word then, but he's talking about an object. And yeah, it's interesting how someone can do that with about anything really. So you. Just picking up on you talking about there's nothing over in India like there is in for networking, do you think that's a cultural thing, or do you think it's something you could introduce that fun element?
Okay, see, what happened is that when I came back from UK, so I was really charged up, and I wanted to do something exactly like Foreign in India. So, you know, me and my wife, and we were contemplating how to go about it. So the initiative that I told you about, Learn Smart,
yeah.
So we were, you know, I'm just crossed 30. So our age group people, the people, you know, the young entrepreneurs who are there in India. So we started hosting their networking meeting. We started, teaching them certain trades, and, you know, getting people to speak on. So it was going very good. Then one thing that we figured out is that the, I like to speak on that. Can I speak on that? Do you have time for that?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, carry on.
Okay. So what happened was that while we were teaching people to be an entrepreneur, we were teaching people about, you know, how to write a business proposal and all other things, it was not giving a very tangible result.
Right.
So what was happening is that we were giving them all the tools, you know, to write about anything about digital marketing, but they were lacking the core product to implement it. And fundamentally, we feel that people who are first generation entrepreneurs, who want to start their own business, their own stuff, so they were lacking into a product. They were not having a product. So what happened is that out of that, I happened to discuss a lot of things with my mentor, as I told you previously also.
Yeah.
Mr. Appu Kutton, you can Google about him. He was advisor to Bill Clinton. So, see, I'll say that I've been more lucky than intelligent in my life. I happen to meet good people.
Yeah.
So, you know, you being one of them. So,
thanks for that.
So he said, see, you're teaching people, but finally it's not resulting because there's nothing that they can sell. or nothing that they can make.
Yeah.
So we came up with a lot of ideas and contemplated how to go about networking and how to help people. We finally came up with a solution that we're going to teach them technical skills, and then they can, you know, sell themselves as a product.
Yeah.
So from where what I learned from Foren was the fun part of networking. So here in India, the networking scene is very bookish. Is that, you know, you go to a networking event, it's a, you get the invitation on mail, and you subscribe to it. Like there's a group called Tai here. So when you subscribe to that group, so you pay subscription for every meeting, mm-hmm. and then you go for a meeting, and in that meeting you're left on your own to network.
Right.
So what happens is that the first generation entrepreneurs, a person who's, you know, who's not very confident, who's very shy, and who doesn't actually have a good product itself, these people get, you know, let out.
Yeah.
So yeah. What was happening in
yeah.
so as you see the networking scene, it's a very close knit. The thing is that it becomes very boring, and you actually did see the both part of networking was missing. It was neither fun or social, or it was not even yielding any results.
Yeah.
See, you're just not moving forward. You're not getting leads converted. So you know, you can say that I basically applied a lot of foreign stuff in the Learn Smart itself, and it gave very good results. And Kirk, you would be happily surprised that we started a venture, and right now that venture is, the books aren't positive, and we have we have done break even, and it's a social venture. So the thanks to the networking, applying the concept of foreign, it gave birth to a venture called UseWit.
Right.
That is Use Virtual Team. So as I was telling you, the young entrepreneurs, we were teaching them how to become an entrepreneur. So we finally they got a product. The product itself is it's a technical product.
Yep.
Anyways, you're talking too much of business, so let's talk something fun, because I'm calling somebody, I'm talking to somebody in foreign, so it has to be more fun.
No, but it's important about business. That's, I think a lot of people that are listening won't understand, might not understand or know 4N, because this goes out all over the place, but basically 4N, 4 Networking, is a networking group, and it's a bit more relaxed than some of the other groups where, instead of it being very clinical, like some groups are, where you go, and you get there's one or two things you can do. You go to one group where it's just open networking and people just chat and try and make links. There's the formal ones where it's prescribed and you have to give people referrals and all that sort of stuff. And then there's 4N, which tries to balance fun and business. So what tends to happen is you form relationships, and then you, when something comes up or you meet someone who you think, actually, that person needs that product or service, I'll put them in contact. And it's more like a family rather than a business. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun, but it's also serious as well, because all the stuff that I'm doing currently has all come from a direct result of links with people in 4 Networking. Even this radio show has come from someone in 4N asking them about, I'd like to do some radio, and next thing you know, I'm doing a radio show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. And some of the other things that I do, everything I do is down to meeting people in 4N and opportunities.
Opportunity, and what I'd like to add on that, you, on a very minimalistic scale, you get at least 3 leads. So that's the amazing part of 4N, is that you get 3, you know, guaranteed leads.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, the 3 people that you exchange your business cards with. So if you're not just being a sleazy salesman, you know, and you know, typical of like you asked me. So if you're not being a sleazy salesman, you get an opportunity to convert those leads and have a good fun relation.
Yeah,
The relation that I have with you, Kirk, it's more of a fun thing, and I can really happily say that I made very good relations with Foren, and it has the relations that I carried forwarded from Foren, and there's a good part of my life now.
Yeah, No, it's good, and it's great that you, and that's what's great about technology and us being able to talk today. You're on the, you know, you're thousands of miles away, different time zone, and we're talking and we're communicating and we keep in contact. So that's the great thing about the world we live in today. There's no the barriers. And that's another thing about entrepreneurs, what they don't realise. You've got in India 1.3 billion people in India, yet not a lot of them, a lot of people will be in a state where they've got not got access to technology, or the, you know, they're really in poverty. But even so, there's so much opportunity to start off a business at relatively low cost with the technology and the access we've got. It's, you know.
Yeah, correct. And I say, you see, the best things about any networking is that you can use each other's strength.
Yeah.
See, what I realized, people in UK, they're very forthcoming, and they're good as far as the business sense is concerned, because you know they're able to, you know, as far as the being the executives, the execution part is concerned, and people back in India, they're good in the technical stuff, you know, that the back end stuff.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, it can wonders if you are able to, you know.
Yeah,
capitalize on that.
Yeah, because if you can use the two things, one, and it's like every business, I can do a little bit, but I'm not a designer. So if I want a new business card designing or a new poster or whatever, I'd give it to a person who will use for me design. I wouldn't try and do it myself. It's a waste of my time. So you're quite right there. There could be some synergy or collaboration between that technical aspect of what the Indian culture is good at and the UK business culture. So there could be some ways of working together there. I know there's a lot of UK businesses used India, obviously, for call centers and things like that, but there's more to India than just that, isn't there?
I'll say, you know, there are a lot of ventures in you know, in the in towards the to Scotland side, and a few ventures in the US. We are doing white labeling for those ventures.
Right.
So the idea is that, and the idea is that, see, it has to be a, you know, mutually benefiting win-win kind of situation. And the way I see the, as far as the foreign is concerned, the way I see it, this is one opportunity that can be availed in it. More than that, it is the learning part. If you see just the foreign, the Facebook page, see, I'm sitting in India, and you know, maybe if the stars are right, maybe next year I may be there in UK.
Oh, good.
So they may be a chance. So we're working on an opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
So now the rules are a little tighter, so we're working on an opportunity, a partnership, you know, in the kingdom. So, but right now I'm sitting so far, but still I happen to use and happen to learn through the Facebook. I can give you through examples. Croc himself, this guy, see, when you see, you would have experienced it yourself. You, when you're there in business, you have good days and you have bad days.
Yeah.
So bad days is that your leads end up converting. And the nature of our business is that we don't take payment in front. So I need to explain about that, so then you'll get it. So we deliver the product, and if the customer is satisfied, then only we take the payment. So right. It's a tough call at times. So whenever you're not having a good day and you feel, I've wasted my time on this deal, I could have done better on that deal, you read one post of Croc's and you feel, wow, now this is, where's my beer? So the post itself starts, you know, you need to relax, chill down,
yep.
You know, you need to focus what you're doing. And I believe you would have read his book itself.
I've not read his book. I've been on one of his courses.
Okay, that's even better.
Yeah,
see,
I've been on a day course.
I'm now jealous because I can't take those courses.
Well, if you're over next year, you should find out when he's running one and go on it. What his course did for me was I'd got a lot of experience and a lot of information and knew what I needed to do, and I was a bit confused last year, and where I was going, what I was doing, and what that course did for me. And it might not work for everybody, but it just brought everything together and made sense. When I came out the day, everything I was doing made sense, and I took a massive step change in improvements from being on the course.
And very positive change, Kirk. I can, following you on social media and following you in forum, I can see you've got a very positive change. The way, even the way you conduct an interview, has there's been a tremendous amount of, you know, professionalism and tremendous amount of, you know, your delivery, the speech delivery itself.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of positive change.
Yeah, it's like everything's practice as well, isn't it? And what I do, and people probably think this is a bit weird, but I suggest if anyone's doing anything like this, anything really, is I watch everything back, or I listen to everything I do back. So what I've recorded today, I will obviously edit it. Probably very little, but I'll edit it, so I'll listen to it then. And actually, when it airs, I will listen to it when it airs. And probably after that as well. And I do that with all my videos and everything. Because what that does for me then, and I view it, it might be a bit uncomfortable for people at first to do that. But what it does is I now view any video or any audio as if I'm a listener or a viewer. And I don't see me. When I see me on the screen, I don't see me. I see a presenter and I'm looking and going, right, what, that was good. That wasn't very good. How can that change? How would you improve that? And then subconsciously, I'm hoping that I bring that back into the next video and the next interview. And that's what I do. And it's like everything. If you were going to make something like, a piece of furniture, a chair, you would, as a carpenter, you would review that afterwards and look at it and examine it and go, where can I improve it? Where can I improve it? But not a lot of people do that when they're looking at their business or they're looking at them when they're doing audio video. And I think more people need to do that.
Yeah. And I believe, you know, that speaks of professionalism. See, I was telling you that's a difference between, you know, that speaks of professionalism. You come from a very good corporate background. So your advantage, you've used that background to your advantage. So the way you, be it dyslexia and all those things, you haven't allowed anything to put you down. So that's great.
Yeah, and I think that's what my show started up. My show is another thing for you as well. My attitude when being dyslexic is, I've probably said it before, but I'll say it again, is I wanted to get my message out about dyslexia and about business and encouraging people to start their own businesses. And I tried to get on radio shows, and I struggled because who am I? You know, who am I to come on the radio show? No one knew who I was, really. So I stepped back and went, well, actually, if I can't get on someone's radio show, I'm going to make my own. So that's how I started doing my own radio show because...
Oh, well.
Yeah. And then
Dougie Stone Show that you're saying.
Correct, the Dougie Stone Show. And after about a month or so of me doing the Dougie Stone Show, the BBC rang me in Coventry and said, can you come on our show? We like your show. We want to talk to you about dyslexia. So that's
a great news.
That's a that's a good lesson for anybody. If you want to do something and the current establishment stopping you from doing it, then go and create your own. Because, and I'll give you another example. The next thing I want to do is start doing more presenting, do more TV type of stuff, like following on from me interviews that I do. Now, I might struggle to do that. So what I'll do is, if that struggle with that, I'm going to create my own online, an online version. So that's my next step, as it were. I'm
saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was saying, you know, Godspeed with that. You know, you're going to do really good. And if you need any help from my side, you know, how are you going to do about it? I'll be more than happy.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. I know you're always there, and I will have a chat about it. But yeah, so what I'm trying to get from that bit of a conversation or that bit of an insight is don't let anything stop you. So you, as an entrepreneur in India, wanting to do setting up a network or setting up whatever, you know, if something is a barrier, create something else and be happy to go where it takes you. Because currently what I'm doing now is not where I started off and what I initially started in my business. My business is totally different from where I started. And I heard a classic interview a couple of years ago, and this guy basically started off doing a business and ended up, and he basically said, to be in business, you need to be in business and just follow it and just go with where it takes you. So that's another one from me anyway.
That's the way it is. You see, you know, when we were talking, when I was in UK, And you said, you know, being an entrepreneur is just being an entrepreneur. I remember the video. You won't believe, Kirk, every workshop that we hosted, almost every workshop we played your video. The video that you did, while driving. You're in the car.
That video. Yeah, I remember video. That, yeah.
And it helped people a lot. See, Kirk, as far as, when we interacted and, you were coordinating that meeting itself, and still you got so interested and you happened to take time out for me. So itself, it felt very good. You know, right now in the interview, why we're having it on over audio is that I was not very comfortable because, I was maybe a little nervous because, right now after the after talking to you for a few minutes I feel so comfortable and I'd say, oh wow, why didn't I why we're not having it on video. so you have this thing in you, see, you maybe it's a personality or something like that, so it really helped. And I know what helped us a lot, we were targeting young entrepreneurs in India, and after I sold my business, I had a good amount of money. So I invested in a few of the condos and getting a few flats to have passive income. Yeah. And the rest of the money, we started the venture Learn Smart. Okay? So when I was in this video, there was one incident, and we happened to have a lot of ladies. It was basically a ladies' night kind of set.
Yeah.
So these ladies, they were homemakers. So in India, after you have, you get married, and then you have kids. So a lot of ladies, they lose on their opportunities. Because there's a lot of, parenting is there. So it's as far as India or Asia is concerned, yeah. I believe it's much more difficult for a lady to become a businessman here in India.
Yeah, I can get that.
As it's because the culture, there are cultural differences. In UK, it was very conducive, very open. So these ladies, if you start a conversation with them, they start as that, oh, we are just housewives. We're just homemakers.
Mm.
So you feel so bad that somebody's starting a conversation.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
I hate that word.
I'm just this. So in the way when I showed, I used to show them your video and the way you're doing your videos, and they used to get so charged up that, listening about your story and about your corporate life and how you get, there was not so good done to you. And still, you're going so good.
Yeah,
I forgot. You bounced back.
I forgot about that video. I did that. I was going to a customer. I think I was going to a customer meeting up in Hull or Scunthorpe, somewhere like that. And I had my GoPro in the car, and I stuck it to me roof of my car, and I did that video on the way up, sent it to you. Edited it. I forgot I'd done that.
Yes, I want to share with you that video has helped a lot of ladies here.
Oh, brilliant!
So, the way that's cross learning, that's contributing. So your video contributed much more than any amount of grant could have done.
Yeah.
You're understanding what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I do.
It gets a spark, and I'll tell you, these ladies, what we have done is we have done an amazing thing. So I was talking to my mentor, Mr. Kutan, I was mentioning to you, and other business, business gurus that I refer to. So they said that, why don't you use these, these homemakers, these ladies who are actually not doing anything.
Yeah.
Why don't you teach them? So what we did is that we took a sample of about, we started with 10 people, and then we got reduced to 7. So these 7 ladies, we started teaching them WordPress. So WordPress is a comparatively simple, it's a simple website software.
Yeah.
So it's comparatively simple than being full stack and other thing. So we started teaching them WordPress. So we faced a lot of problems, and because these ladies, and they were very skeptic about it and how they will do it. And you won't believe, half of these ladies have done their bachelor's in engineering.
Wow.
A person who has done his bachelor's in engineering, and a person who's wasting their time in household work, for about 5 years. So 5 years down the line, you don't remember anything of engineering.
Mm. Yes.
So that's a person wasted.
Yeah.
I believe that's a national resource that is wasted. So we started teaching them, and the result was amazing. And initially they had the hitch and other things, But they started delivering very good products. Wow. When, you know, when the first time you see the lady who's working from her home, and you know, I can't explain that over a call, but if a lady who's working from home and she gets an X amount of, you know, transfer to her account,
yeah,
or she gets the recognition that, you see that, I have made that.
Yeah, so I get it.
You, and I believe no amount of money can buy that. So no. You need money to keep the business, you know, to keep it sustainable, to grow, because that's why we're doing it stuff, because everybody wanted money.
Yeah.
You know, a part of it. But that's not all. See, these things really, 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 you know, gives you the pull to continue.
Yeah, because it gives you self-worth. It's not the money is just, money's money, money's not motivator. You know, if you give someone more money, it doesn't motivate them. It's symbolic that they probably thought they'd never do anything, and all they'd be doing is looking after the husband and the house. And now, even if it's only a small, very small amount, if they could go and choose to use that money to go and buy a new dress or something for the home or something they
More than that, Kirk, what's happened is that these ladies, see, I'll tell you. So if you give them about 100 quid, what they're going to do is that 50 quid, they're going to give it to their kids.
Yeah.
And remaining of those 50 quid, they're going to save it for the future of their kids.
Yeah.
So this is the thought process. So they're not even their own number one priority. So how do you motivate such people? So we came up with very nice things. You know, it just, by God's grace, and it just happened. So what we do is that we teach them, and after the thing, we help them get a certification. So initially we teach them without a certification, and then we help them getting a certification.
Yeah.
So now you have somebody who can sell their personal service. So it's a good thing. You know, obviously it has its own profits, but more than that, what really kicks me is that you feel that you have done something.
Yeah,
ultimately.
And that's what you ultimately want to do, is leave a legacy and change lives. So regardless when that money's been spent and gone, those ladies or those individuals you're interacting with, you will have changed their lives. They will feel more enriched, and obviously with a country the size of yours, they're actually helping to contribute to the wealth, the GDP for the country, etc. So you've actually had an impact in that, in your own, you know, culture, which is fantastic. And from what you've said about the video that I've done, well, I'm actually got a massive smile on my face, because I've actually impacted people that I'm probably never going to meet ever, and I might have had a positive impact on them. And for that I feel very enriched for that, and I thank you for sharing it.
I'm actually thankful to you. See, I was surprised. See, no amount of talking from me, the motivation, then the person, you're understanding.
Yeah.
They feel a person sitting in UK is interested in them. So, you know, that itself gives them a good, you know. Anyways, so you tell, enough of me, you know, you tell what's been on your side. I've been following you on social media, and, you know, we have been interacting.
Yeah.
Anything more, you know, just tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you a bit about, but just before we move on from that bit, and we had the tagline, didn't we? Go India. Go India was the tagline, wasn't it? Our tag, remember?
Go India. I'd love to host you in India. I believe the amount of motivation and the amount of actual deliverable, force that you can deliver.
Yeah.
If you're there in India and you're talking to these ladies, and I would love to host you.
That'd be fantastic. So all I need is some money for a flight and what have you. But yeah, we could talk about that. That'd be fun.
Oh, we're going to do that.
That'd be great.
I'm going to tell you. We're going to do that. Money is not an issue. See, we can easily do that. How? Is that when I started this venture, initially I was losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because when you start doing something social, and in India there's a lot of red tapism. So I tried to get help from people. I tried to get grants, and it was getting seemingly very difficult, very difficult. It was like, you know, it was log jammed, and it was not moving. So I was actually getting very frustrated. So, but then I said, chuck it all, fuck it. Sorry, you know.
You're right. Sorry. It's no problem.
I said, fuck it all. I'm not gonna go the regular social way. See, what we're going to do is that we're going to run a business like a business is done. I've done that before. you know, I've been there, done that. I can do that again.
Yeah.
So now we are running it like co-business. We don't even tell the clients that it's a social setup. We say, we ask the, you know, requirements, deliver them a quality product, and we take the payments after we have delivered the quality product, so there's no risk to the client.
Yeah.
And after they give the payment, we tell them, hey, you did a good deed also. So, you know, this see, initially when you tell them, see, what happens is that initially when you tell them, so, you know, we're going to have all these ladies who are going to make this website, or these ladies who are going to quote for you, they feel that, you know, it's going to have effect on the quality.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah, once
you deliver good quality, you take zero amount of money as an advance. You deliver a good quality, and then you tell, you know what? You see the lady, you know, then we talk, then we make them, you know, there was one occasion that we made them meet the coder. So this very unassuming kind of lady, if you know what a sari is.
Yeah, yeah,
she was
yeah.
wearing a sari.
Yeah, I do,
so
yeah.
She was wearing a sari, very unassuming kind of person,
yeah.
Very down-to-earth person. And then she was, you know, say that I have, you know, I've done the back-end coding and this. And then they asked a few questions, and she answered. So I felt, you know, I'm too young to be a father. But I felt, yes, yeah, this is about what it feels like. So it was very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way I believe you should read Croc's book, I'll forward it to you on the mail. So the way he says is that if you want to do something good, you can make money on that also. See, these two, because I had a mental block that if you want to do something social, you cannot make money on that.
No, you
can't. But that block came over, and I, you know, and the amount of interaction that things that I ask him on social media, it's amazing, and that I came over that mental block.
Yeah.
So now we, as I told you, money is not a problem. We can, you know, you just give us a few months, maybe you know, two, three quarters, and we can do with the tickets and the other things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's cool. But yeah, you're right. It's, I think what you're describing there then was like a lot of people. It's the trust thing. So that in the past they think, well, how can that lady produce quality good, because that's traditionally what she's not doing. And the fact that you've done it after the event and then said this is the person, which is great, and I can sense your feeling of pride in that result. And then what you've also done, you've not only enriched the lady, you've enriched the person you've give the product to, because they go away viewing what the female entrepreneurs and coders in a different way. So you've had an impact not just only on them, but on the business owners as well, who will then go and tell their friends about, well, do you know, I did my code and it was this lady and I met her and it was... So I think you'd be surprised what a massive impact that will have, not just on that individual.
Seriously. And you know, the why I was, you know, I kept on pestering you about your feedback on the website is that, and all those things, is that, you know... First you just go through it, and then I tell you, and I'll make you, you know, web chat with the person who has made it. Then you will feel that, wow.
Yeah.
And you'll feel that, yes, what impact your video and, you know.
Yeah. No, good. I'll do that. And for people don't know what's happened, and I was away at the time, you've sent me a website that you've designed for a friendship day, which is the other week. I have had a quick skim through, but I've been... from one place to another, try to catch up with the backlog of stuff that I've got going. So, yeah, I'm going to sit down and have a good look at it. But my initial reaction was, oh, my goodness, this is brilliant. So what you're saying is, I thought your partner had done that. You're saying that one of these ladies has made it. So if she has...
Yeah, yeah. What you're going to do is that, and I'm going to... See, the lady who has made it, you know, her name is Sonia. So I'm not going to tell her that, you know, if you're fine with it, I'm not going to tell her anything. So all of a sudden, you're gonna sit in front of her, and then you're going to tell how you like the website, what you like the
great
website.
Great.
And it's going to be, see, that's my fun. That's
right, well, we'll do that then. We'll do a video chat with her at some point. I will sit down, look at it this week, go through it all, and then we'll do that. But yeah,
I just forgot, more than that, the your wife and the kind of products that she's making. See, I didn't get the opportunity to interact with the good lady, but the products that she's making and her website itself, I have, you know, without your permission, I've used that as a motivation. Because, you know, if I say, Kirk, see, you had a good corporate life.
Yeah.
And you, as far as the age is concerned, you're not in your teens.
No.
I'm just saying the bare fact. You're not in your teens. And if you have the energy and the determination, and you and your good lady, your family, as a family of entrepreneurs, if you have the energy to put into the entrepreneurship and the business and the risk and everything,
yeah.
So can people in India. That's how I convince these people.
Hmm. Yeah, start small and build up. I mean, just on that point with the design business, we obviously do that and building it up on the side. Other things that we do. We do, wife Sandra does project management for big. She's actually working for Tata at the moment, so Jaguar. So you'll obviously know who Tata is. And the design business, the design business, what we're doing there is we're currently doing some pieces for Q Gardens later on the year, but we're actually currently making a piece of art which is going to go into a hotel for a client in Dubai. So there's a guy
in Dubai. That's
yeah,
lovely.
So there's someone that we've known through 4N, met him through 4N. He's based in Dubai, but was over here for a while. He supplies lots of products to some of these massive hotels, and they go all over. It's not just in Dubai. We've done some before for him, and that's another thing. That there as an example, he gets things mass produced in China or in, you know, China. So, you know, if he's doing a hotel and he wants 1,000 of these items, he'll have them mass produced. So, but what he's not got the capability of, and this is where you can niche down with your ladies as well, is he can't have the one-offs made, because if you went to a manufacturer in China, they want to make thousands or one after the other, like really repetitive, fast. For them to stop production and make one thing that's going to take them, you know, a long time, they're not interested in it. So I won't go into what it is, but we're actually making something which consists of some like over 200 individual pieces that will be a display piece. So we're currently making that in the UK, and they're going to be sending it to Dubai. Well, he's going to pick it up. But yeah, so everything is possible. The world's very small. So if you've got a product or a service, and especially if it's very niche, and stick by what you make and manufacture, what you produce, stick with the quality or how you want to do it. That is the best thing you can do.
That's the best thing. And the best part of foreign is that we're having a very casual conversation. And, you know, it can help both of us. And Kirk, I'd like to say a point here. It's not just offloading for cheap labor. A lot of things that are there in India is that you can test your products. You can expand internationally. There are people in India who want to venture into business because there's a lot of push on entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
See, India right now is like 90s of the US.
Yeah.
See, in 90s, everybody was in entrepreneurship. That is how the, you know, the website companies, they came into existence. India is right now on that cusp. So if anybody wants to expand their business in India, if anybody wants to, you know, have an international presence, sell their licenses, franchise their stuff. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. No, yeah, and I think what the other thing is when you're talking about, that's a bit of an unknown. So for me to go and work with someone in India, I wouldn't have a clue. Who do I trust? Who do I go to? So I think that's one of the barriers. It's having that link with people to say, well, actually, you've got a product. We've got someone who wants to buy your products over here, and I'll be your link. Because, you know, does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I can hear a plane going over, mate. I can hear a plane near the airport. I can hear a plane going over.
yeah. I'm near the airport, so you could hear the plane.
Yeah, I could hear that. Well,
oh wow, that means you're good in connection.
yeah, got a good connection. I can hear that. Well, the show's going on and on and on, and we've been talking for a good three quarters of an hour, which is fine. I can talk to you all day, and I think it's really it's great to interact with you. So, where do you see business going in India now? What did you see it evolving? Because you said it was like the 90s. Currently over there, do you see it expanded?
Right, correct. The expanded as far as the lot of there's a lot of schemes that have come of the government, as far as the startups are concerned, as far as the Make in India is concerned. So all these schemes, what they do is that they give a rebate. So they lower the taxes. So the good thing about that is that, you know, if you want to expand a business in India right now with a global partnership, number one, you're going to save a lot on taxes.
Yeah.
Number two, the younger generation, the people, you know, who just graduated, the one who have all the time and all the energy, and they have less of family responsibilities.
Yeah.
So they are now, when I was starting my business, everybody said that, what are you doing? You need to have a secure job. You need to have a proper job. So, and it, you know, I even got the logic that nobody's going to marry you. What are you going to do? No, you don't have a proper job. You're going to find difficult, to have a, you know, have a partner. Right now, it's become glamorous.
All right, okay, now, yeah.
It is. So I tell you, it's 90s here. It's become glamorous. Government is helping, and you know, you can have. I'll say one provision is that you can even government tenders. Earlier, it was required that a company has to be 10 years, existing for 10 years.
Right.
The books have to be maintained for 10 years. Now all that has removed, and it just. If you're an year old company, you can apply for government tenders.
Yeah, well,
so it's a big push as far as India is concerned.
Yeah, because they're obviously realizing. I think of what they call it now. They call it, is he a president? I can't even think what you call it in India. But anyway, that I think the government realize the way to change the financial status of the whole country is for more entrepreneurs. People and businesses, and putting that aside, if you come to the UK, we're just about to come away from Europe and Brexit, and I personally believe the way that we will weather the storm that's coming, because there is one, is by being more entrepreneurial. If we can get more people to be more entrepreneurial, we can bridge that gap from whatever happens between Europe within the UK.
Yeah, that's the key. And the thing is that, and a setup like foreign and a person like you can do a lot in that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there's opportunities. You've just got to see the opportunities that are out there. Be consistent about what you're doing. Some of the things that I do with me Facebook Live interviews, which has turned into a bit into my business, and the radio show. So, but it's being consistent. So continue, whatever you do, keep doing it so that people then recognize you for that thing that you do or that service or that product, and then you become the go-to person. So I'll give you an example. If anyone ever puts a post on within my circle of friends or within Four Networking or wherever it is about dyslexia, questions for dyslexia, they always put my name. Now when people start talking about podcasting and radio, my name started popping up because people have identified me with me as being a podcaster, a radio host, and also my views and things on dyslexia. So that's the one message I give to everybody listening, and message you for your people is be consistent in what you're doing. Just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's a very, very valuable lesson. And you have single-handedly built up your branding. You've built up amazing branding around Kirk.
Yeah, I've tried. I've just kept. I mean, and at first you do question yourself, and you'll question yourself, and people are questioning, why am I doing that? It's not working. It's not going the right way. But you just got to just. You've almost got to have a blinkered belief that what if you've really truly believe in what you want to do as an entrepreneur, you almost need to have an attitude that whatever anyone says to you to knock you off course, you just got to keep going at it. Because the amount of people that
keep going, that's the thing.
Keep going.
You know, keep going. I tell you my, the one line that I made for myself is that if you believe in your beliefs believe in you.
Oh, that's so nice.
If you really want to believe in your beliefs, if you really believe in your beliefs, everything is possible because the beliefs start believing in you. And whenever you're down, you have an auto process that, you know, pull yourself up and then you keep on going.
Yeah. Keep putting one step in front of the other and you'll be okay. And like I always used to say to my kids, if they fell over, dust yourself down and get back up again and carry on. So that's the way to do it, is you can always dust yourself down. So
one more thing before I forget.
Go on then.
Because you mean, you know, Don, you get me going. So I was telling you is that I feel really, you know, I feel I'm really grateful the way Foreign treated me. See, honestly speaking, I was an outsider and, you know, I was meeting people for the first time and it never felt like that. So just the because see, right now, sitting here in India, I can't do much. You know, I'm going to come there in the month of January or Feb, I'm not too sure. So then I will be able to, you know, give back something. Sitting in India, I feel that, you know, just to say thanks. So I'm going to, you know, especially to Lamington, Todd and everybody, you and all the people who were there as far as our, you know, Lamington Spa is concerned. So a big thank you to everybody just, you know, for being so cool.
I get it. No problem. Thanks for coming and being so cool with us as well. So, right, people are listening. Where can they get hold of you if they want to know a bit of more information?
Okay, so you can type usewit.com, usevt.com. So that is the setup. That is the business venture. It's called Use Virtual Team. So right now, because we are having a lot of orders as far as the white labeling is concerned. So you're just going to type that on usewit.com. That's a website. And we are not doing too much on social media because we have, you know, limited bandwidth. Yeah. And we are, as I was telling you, we are right now in a good, you know, projects that are lined up. And that, you know, and but very nice thing. That reminds me something. Kirk, you're going to tell me one person I want to, you know, in Lamington or in Foreign, I want to gift a website to.
Oh.
So other than you, because, you know, it's already done. It's already done.
Oh,
so, see. So one person, and it's going to absolutely free. You're not going to charge anything or whatsoever. It's going to be a gift from my side. You know, and that guy needs to be from Foreign because, you know.
Okay.
That's my condition because, honestly speaking, I tried a lot of networking in the UK. Apart from Foreign too.
Yeah.
So this is here's a secret that I'm going to tell you. So I tried, you know, in Midwestland and Birmingham and up in London. There's nothing that can beat Foreign. Foreign, everything else is up too tight. Up too tight. How can you network when you can't even be yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Then how can you network? And if you're networking, you're just bloody being fake.
Yeah.
And if you're fake, it's not going to last long.
No.
See, being anything, see, if you talk about anything, and even if bad, you're faking, you can't last long.
No.
So that is, I'm sorry.
you've got to be genuine.
Yeah, really, you know. Sorry?
Yeah, you've got to be genuine. You either are genuine or you're not genuine.
You can't be genuine because you cannot carry an image for long. You just need to be comfortable in your shoes. And that's what Foreign helped me. And one thing I want to ask for Foreign is that you should come up with international membership, online only membership, and that is paid, so that you know you can there can be more interaction internationally, and you can have charges for that.
Yeah. Well, it might be something that Jason will talk about. But yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful to speak to you again. And I wish you every success in your business and what you're doing. And I think you're doing great work changing lives and growing a business. And what more can you ask for? So I think that's great. Thanks for being a wonderful guest. And I'll speak to you soon.
Sure. The pleasure was all mine. And don't forget that the gift that I told you about. So it's all up to you.
Yeah, I'll pick someone. I'll let you know.
Sure. You too.
Yeah, I told you it was a good one, didn't I? Thanks very much for being my guest. Really enjoyed chatting to you, mate. Thanks for the offer of a website for someone. So someone in Foreign is going to get that, and I need to decide who it is. I might run a little competition. Anyway, please subscribe if you're listening on iTunes. Please tell people about it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not join me every Monday night, 6 o'clock UK time, for the Dougie Stone Show. It's new country. It's brilliant. Now beaming to over 50,000 people in Australia live. Or join me at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning UK time for the Business Show, which is live guests, recorded content, and your playlist. Till next time, see ya! The Dougie Stone Show.